Hi, I'm Hollis Walker, opinion page editor at the Durango Herald, and this is Focus 2021, a collaboration with KSUT Public Radio. Remember when you were a kid and you had to do all kinds of things to prevent jinxes? Well, we've got our eyes, fingers, and legs crossed right now because it looks like the Midtown Renewal Area might be on the verge of actually happening. That's a big wow. The Midtown Renewal Area is the first big undertaking of the Durango Renewal Partnership. That's an urban renewal authority created by the city to act as a public-private collaboration. The Durango Renewal Partnership's task is, in simple terms, to make good economic development stuff happen that probably otherwise wouldn't. Its governing board includes the city council and representatives of the county, the school district, and the business improvement district. And it's exactly the kind of thing we had in mind when we made doing business better one of the four topical areas we'll be exploring throughout this year as part of the Herald's Opinion Page project called Focus 2021. The MRA includes a segment of the downtown area roughly bounded by 9th Street on the south, the Animas River on the west and north, and 2nd and 3rd Avenues on the east. There's a map on the city's website. Just type map of Midtown area into the search box and it will pop right up. This week, the Business Improvement District Board of Directors approved participating in the MRA. It was the first of the pertinent taxing entities to lend its support and as such sort of a first step toward final approval. Others, such as the School District Board, will also be asked to vote on the MRA. And then the MRA will go to the City Planning Commission late this month and to the City Council in March, and it is expected to gain approval. So what exactly is this MRA thing? Well, maybe the M should stand for magic. The magic of the MRA is the use of special tax incentives called tax increment financing. Without raising taxes, the TIF will help developers pay upfront for needed infrastructure improvements, things like sewer lines, environmental abatement, facade improvements, landscaping, curbs, and the like, things that can make a development project so expensive that the developer just throws up her hands and says, I can't do this. But with a TIF, the developer can be reimbursed by future property and sales tax revenues for those things that are covered. A developer could use a TIF in the beginning to leverage a loan or to attract investors and then get reimbursed over a 25-year period. This is not a tax or a money giveaway. The developers will have to open their books to MRA officials to prove that they genuinely need help to make their projects happen. The Midtown Renewal Area priorities include the repurposing of unused historic buildings, such as the 9R Administration Building or the old post office, turning them into multi-use sites that might include cafes, artist studios, workforce housing. The MRA, in fact, privileges housing and local business and hopes to work with local developers, although developers from elsewhere in the state or nation can apply. The groups that have been surveyed during the planning for the Midtown Renewal Area said that workforce housing was at the top of their list. Consultants have estimated the MRA developments could add 100 to 500 new housing units in the next 5 to 10 years. City figures show that Durango is about 2,000 housing units short. And while 100 to 500 doesn't sound like much, approval of the MRA would at least represent a concrete start. It will be the pilot project for other renewal areas the city has its eye on, the North Main area, the mall, the Bodo district. The city has funding to start two other renewal areas this year, although it's likely only one more will be completed. COVID has slowed everything down. We want to give kudos to two city employees who've worked very hard on getting this project going, Scott Shine, the planning manager, and Alex Rugoff, the business development and redevelopment specialist. Those two guys have done the heavy lifting on the MRA, and they are thrilled it's close to taking off. The Midtown Renewal Area will help rejuvenate downtown Durango in the post-coronavirus era. Just a few successful projects will spawn others in Midtown and elsewhere in Durango. We are happily awaiting liftoff and looking forward to positive outcomes for all Durangoans. If you're interested in talking about these and other Focus 2021 topics, join me and your neighbors for a Zoom meeting at noon on the last Friday of each month. Just send me an email at hwalker@durangoherald.com and I'll send you the Zoom link. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021. Thanks for listening to Focus 2021.